Shelby Foote was known to write out his books by hand with an old-fashioned pen dipped in ink. It's not a process many writers follow these days. Commentator and author Daniel Pinkwater has this story about lettering by hand and artistic expression.
In junior high school, we got a half semester of art. They had a special art teacher come in for the few weeks. She taught us about primary and secondary and complementary colors and showed us how to make a color wheel. She taught us about horizon lines and vanishing points. She taught us about shading. We did drawings with colored chalks of cones and spheres and cubes, looking three-dimensional with shadows that looked right. I loved it. Then the half semester was up and the art teacher was gone. I wanted more. For some reason, I didn't feel I could just go ahead and try drawing and painting on my own. I'm not sure I was even thinking about me making pictures. I wanted someone to teach me the secrets. I wanted to know how it was done. I had to get through the rest of junior high with no more art. I knew there would be art class in high school, and I was definitely going to take it. When I got to high school, I signed up for art. I was all excited. The teacher was the mother of a friend of mine, a severe, no-nonsense type. For the first 8 weeks, the teacher said, we will learn lettering. I was on my feet. I should say I found myself on my feet, and I found myself speaking. I do not wish to learn lettering, I heard myself say. In this class, we begin by learning lettering, she said. I want to learn about perspective and color theory and chiaroscuro, I said. I will not do lettering. You have to understand, I was baffled and amazed at what I was doing. I had never stood up like this and made a protest. Oh, yes, I had. I did the same thing in second grade when they wanted to make me diagram sentences. I refused to do that, too. But in general, I wasn't the kind of kid who got up on his hind legs like this. In this class, the teacher said we begin by learning lettering for 8 weeks. If you don't want to do it, you may leave my classroom. So I walked out. I actually physically walked out and went down to the office and got myself switched to some other class. I had no idea why I was behaving like this. I didn't even understand that I was trying to protect myself. There is nothing wrong with learning lettering. Years later, I had occasion to design a typeface for a commission, and studying existing ones and creating one of the right proportions was interesting and pleasurable, and it did me not the least harm, but I was an artist by then.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Upper Hudson River Valley. He's the author of over 100 books, including The Education of Robert Nifkin and The Artsy Smartsy Club.